This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you? I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flint is here. Glad to have you for another hour. Anything on your mind, you tell us. We have open phone time till the bottom of the hour. It's 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Also to come this hour, John Paul MacIsaac, who's written a book, and I have it in my hot little hands here. It is called American Injustice, My Battle to Expose the Truth. This is the story of how I tried to get the Hunter Biden laptop evidence to the authorities. This guy owned the computer shop that Hunter brought this computer to. We're going to talk with him. We'll also talk with Reed the Mattern from the Lignite Energy Council to tell you a little bit about the 37th year that the Lignite Education Seminar has been held. Quite a neat event that they do. All right, text us 701-237-1590. Email us studio at what's on your mind. Studio at what's on your mind radio.com. Or give us a call, 271-1100. John Strand wrote an opinion piece in the High Plains Reader. I do not read the High Plains Reader. Somebody sent it to me because they thought it was awfully vitriolic. And I've read it, and I would have to agree. He's on one hand saying, be kinder, Republicans, and calling out Republicans with all kinds of nasty names. Ready for this, Kev?
Okay.
See where your alarm bells go off here on someone who's calling for Republicans to be nicer, specific to the North Dakota legislature. He doesn't mention any particular legislation, but he obviously is ticked about something, okay? Here is the, and super producer Chris Larson is trying to get John Strand to join us on the program so we can talk about this, but it says, who on earth would ever want to move to North Dakota? I can think of a lot of Minnesotans because more of them left Minnesota. North Dakota's population went up, Minnesota's went down. So I'll start with an answer there. Minnesotans.
Well, yeah. A number of people in cold weather states that are getting taxed beyond belief, whose cost of living and, imagine you could find a few.
So I'll rip through this.
Yeah.
And you, when you hear a flag, you just weigh in, okay? So the opinion piece is, who on earth would ever want to move to North Dakota?
Wow.
We're our own biggest problem, he says.
Ah.
Let's talk about the left hand and the right hand, or more correctly, let's focus on the right hand, being as there is no left in North Dakota to speak of, or that matters, or with any influence. Why is that, do you suppose? Do you suppose Democrats don't have any good ideas? Or enough to attract votes? To have more representation? I don't know. I mean, don't blame Republicans for there being too many Republicans. Blame Democrats for not making enough of an argument. North Dakota's right hand, the grand old party, he writes, that runs everything and without any counterbalance or outside voice, seems to do their level best to push our state even further back into the think this is a buzz term you're going to flag, social dark ages. See, that's what Republicans do. They want to go back to the social dark ages.
Yeah, that's how exactly.
Well, it's intentional, according to him.
Is that the abortion thing? Is that what he's talking about?
I don't know, honestly. While our legislature makes headlines about how backwards our leaders appear to be, so let's say, okay, I'm going to write these words down here that seem to be kind of nasty grams.
Backwards.
Backwards. Yeah.
I don't understand what's backwards about
nasty
wanting a
heavy-handed
smaller government, thriving economy, energy independence, secure border, punishment for criminals. I mean, it's, maybe that's just all crazy talk, John. Go ahead.
Let's connect some of these dots, he says. North Dakota has well over 40,000 job openings, good-paying jobs in many instances, career path jobs. Our governor's office has announced initiatives to address workforce shortage issues, investing tens or even hundreds of millions of dollars. Fine and dandy, we'd even say. But then our legislative branch chimes in. We won't even bother to list the dozens of bills which do little more than embarrass our good people and do more harm than can be calculated. Now, I don't know what those are. I guess I'd need a little help on... Can you think?
Well, one was going to 80 for the speed limit. There was a couple of...
he's talking about social, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really...
I don't. The narrative, quite frankly, is who on earth would ever want to move to North Dakota? Here we go again. We don't want these people. We don't want those people. We don't, in fact, want anyone who's not old, white, and bald. I've not heard anybody say that. Have you heard anybody say that, Kev? We don't want anybody who's white, old, and bald. A secondary, yet no less concerning narrative is why would some of the rest of you ever want to stay in North Dakota? Okay. We're talking to you, our young strivers in the future of the state. Workforce development is a biggie here. Recruiting and retaining workers is more challenging than ever. While North Dakota's gone through brain drain before, do you recall the Buffalo Commons? We would be wise to not contribute to national narratives that make us look like Hicksville in the eyes of others looking for new life paths. Who would want to come here? Seems to be a theme. Well, perhaps those unwoke millions still looking for a place where they can shine, where their bias and hatred, their contempt for fellow humans are worn on their lapels.
Come on.
That's nice, isn't it?
Come on, yeah. John. Really? Come on.
Heck, let's even send...
This guy, is he still on the city commission in Fargo?
He is.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. He's better.
Seriously.
He's better than this. Heck, let's send open invitations to those QAnoners.
Yeah.
White
okay.
Nationalists.
Whatever.
Gun-toting, gay-hating...
Shut up.
Trans-trampling people looking for a place they can fit right in and call home.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what conservatives...
Guns, God, get rid of gays. And God forbid that we support women in any capacity. It's truly unfortunate there's an absence of C-seat women executives, female governance and diplomacy here in God's country. Give me a break.
Stop talking, man. You're embarrassing yourself.
It's unfortunate that there seems to be no high road, no higher ground, no place where leaders in good conscience and for the right reasons simply state you have work to do, focus on that, and not on your petty, ignorant viewpoints that do little more than show your lack of moral fabric and heart.
Your ignorant view. Okay, find me, find me any real, John, a couple of things here. Find me some real trans hate, some trans, oppression that's going on. Where in this country, where are all the haters on that? I mean, how did RuPaul get a hit TV show? No one has a problem, John, with anybody living their life the best way they want to live it. That's fine. But when they start saying that men can get pregnant and that men should be on the women's swim team, and now you've gone too far with this nonsense.
And really...
And it's nonsense.
And I would add...
No one hates gay people. There's a few jerks that may do. They may be phobic. But in the mass of humanity in this country, we're good with it. Just don't... that's your business.
And I have I have no idea what... bills in the legislature that have triggered John Strand here, but in some states, I think South Dakota, for instance, teachers cannot groom students. There needs to be parent notification, for instance, in some cases. If that's what he's talking about, I mean, that's common sense. That isn't transphobe. What do you call it?
Transphobic. Transphobia.
He had a little spicier. I forget.
A phobia is that you're afraid of something.
I'm trans trampling. There you go.
Trans trampling.
Trans trampling. There's a lot of trans trampling going on in North Dakota.
No, there's not. There is when you want to do it in front of children and do the the drag
right.
show story hour. Then yeah. That's the answer's no. It's not trampling. It's not oppressing. It's not ruining the lives of. It's just saying no. You can't do that here.
I'm sensing.
You can certainly go do that.
I'm sensing some lack of moral fabric and heart from you. I don't know. Yeah, right.
Whatever
there.
It is, there you go, John.
Lack
I mean,
of a moral...
why don't you come into the show sometime, John, and sit out. Let's have a discussion on this.
With single party rule, we get a single party perspective.
Move to St. Paul, you'll be much happier.
True. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Not to mention, whose fault is it that there's a single party rule in North Dakota? Might it be Democrats that are incapable of running any kind of campaign?
Get a better policies. Get better messaging. Just be better. This is nonsense. Trans trampling, please.
Basically, Democrats have Cass County in North Dakota. That's it. That's
how dare you say Leah Thompson can't swim in the ladies' pool?
There's more to this. More coming up. Don't go.
Bye.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or Uverse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, powered by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Nothing better than cruising around in my 2022 Chevy Silverado High Country. Love it. Absolutely love it. And they've got a great inventory right now at Bucklitz. Have an instant pre-approval program that you can apply for. Check out their Heartland Chevy Scholarship Program, too. Pretty cool. BucklitzValleyCity.com. BucklitzValleyCity.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, just a little bit more here of John Strand's manifesto on how we're our biggest problem and why on earth would anybody ever want to move to North Dakota. With single-party rule, we get a single-party perspective, and what we've got is unfortunately not always good. We can all agree we live in a state with great potential. We're just our own biggest problem. According to whom? According to whom? Want to weigh in on this? Call us at 271-1100. You got an opinion on John Strand's manifesto here. It's in the High Plains Reader. Thank you to somebody for sending it to me because it's interesting to hear.
Well, you know, John, I can tell you too, one-party rule, let's just flip the coin completely on the other side and look at Minnesota and what we're dealing with in Minnesota, because we've got exactly the opposite in Minnesota. The DFL has the governor's office, the Secretary of State, AG, and both houses of Congress in St. Paul. So the first thing they do is sit on $17 billion of our money. Secondly, no plan to give any of it back. They're going to spend it on all sorts of things in the metro that the rest of the state really doesn't need. And then we can go into the freedom of whatever,
freedom to kill a baby.
Freedom for a mother to be, to kill her baby right up until it's ready to be born.
Yep.
Minnesota, nice, and I'm sorry, man, please come in. They always talk about one, let's have a converse. Please come in and just simply try and defend some of this with me. Try and defend a viable baby at 9 months being killed in a mother's womb because she just decided at the last minute she doesn't want to have it. Are you serious?
Yeah, right about that. Yeah,
please, come in. I want to have a conversation about it. Problem is that all of this stuff is just run down our throats, and it's all statements, and it's all podiums and teleprompters, and you never get to really weigh in on any of it. It's just done. We're just doing it. So, you know, I'll trade you any time what you're dealing with in North Dakota, what I'm dealing with in Minnesota.
All right, so he wants a veto pen, assuming what he doesn't like is going to pass, I guess, because he hasn't still told us exactly what it is that he's upset about, right? I'm not 100%
right.
Sure what exactly it is. So, there's no downside to showing heart, to being caring and loving, to help all flourish and prosper.
Of course not.
He's got a suggestion for the governor to veto the legislation. Every piece of legislation, even if it has 90% support of this narrow-minded GOP legislature, couldn't be a bigger jerk talking about the legislature. It's unbelievable, which is not wise for a Fargo City Commissioner, I'll tell you. If it has 90% support of this narrow-minded GOP legislature, it deserves a veto if it does harm, does not help us with workforce development, if it infringes on personal or collective liberties or freedoms. You want to tell me what that is, Kev? Give me some examples of personal or collective liberties and freedoms. What are we talking about here?
And where are they specifically? What's being
violated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we taking those away? Veto those bills, and for the right reasons, Governor Burgum. Stand up courageously for those who don't have a voice, who don't have a seat at the table, for those targeted and marginalized by our legislative messaging and policy initiatives that preclude the good we could choose to do instead. The right hand has cut off the left, despite its shared collective body. How unfortunate and short-sighted. Meanwhile, good luck filling those 40,000 jobs. Because like attracts like. Loving, accepting good people will be less likely to want to make North Dakota their new home. Instead, we'll get more of what we sow. Persons lacking heart and empathy, that'd be you, Kevin, a bitter harvest assuredly. How sad and utterly unlegendary. There you go. There's your...
I gotta tell you, I'm nearly moved to tears.
Right, yeah. What do you make of John Strand's commentary here? It is pretty extraordinary. Let's go to the phones. Paul, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that Towner has a gay girls basketball coach, high school.
How did that happen? How did that happen in North Dakota?
I can't tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, she is married.
Great. That's fine. That's fantastic.
It's sort of at odds with the John Strand's narrative there a little bit.
How did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd pass that on for what it's worth.
That's fantastic.
Appreciate
Give
it.
Give her our best.
Thank you very much.
That's what I'm saying. None of this is real.
John Strand must think a devout Catholic living in North Dakota is worse than Satan.
Yeah, right?
You wonder, don't
it's
you?
It's just not a thing. It's just, all of us are content of character people. We grew up on that message. We live it. It's in our DNA. We've never, it's when all of a sudden you got to say that I'm this and you got to say that and you got to respect and you got to respond and you need to be on board with, come on, I know I don't. I can say no. I can say I don't like that. I'm not into that.
Call us 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. Here's a texter. I've lived in three different states. North Dakota government is the most efficient in my view. Oh, boy.
Well, I think that's kind of the goal of anybody that has any common sense left is, please, smaller, more efficient, spend what you make, get out of my life, get out of my bedroom, none of your business. I mean, go down the list of smaller government. Amen.
Texter says, this guy is a whiner who lacks the courage to relocate to a place that sees things as he does. He wants attention in a place that doesn't. Interesting.
You know, I made a post on our Facebook page, and I was watching Newsmax. Benny was doing the Benny Report. Anyway, it was on Sunday morning. He was comparing California to Florida, two great vacation destinations in our country, two beautiful states, lots of reasons. Then he goes through all of the nastiness in California and all of the great things that are happening in Florida for all parties involved. Everyone, the high tide raises all boats is alive and well in Florida. They don't care what color you are or what, you know, sexual orientation or gender you are. You go to Florida, you just play by the rules, and you can make do whatever you want. Now, take California, twice as much to live there in every aspect of life, groceries, gas, rent, homeowners, anything. Then you look at the prime and the homeless populations, and it's a no-brainer. So I would say, John, what's Florida doing? How's that working out there?
Texter says John Strand might be your Karen.
Oh, he's definitely a Karen. That is right out of Karen 101.
Scott, you can stop trying to unravel Strand's words, as his word salad, says this listener. The bottom line is this. We need a more pot-smoking, LGBTQ-RSTUV-friendly state that wants to build a walking bridge to the city hall from hell. He thinks he can insult people to make them change their minds and think like he does. Don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, interesting. Well, thanks to the listener that sent that. We will invite John on the program to try and talk about exactly what he's concerned about. I know there was one bill on pronouns in the legislature, and there might be others that he's talking about there, but he didn't list them. American Injustice author John Paul MacIsaac, who got originally the Hunter Biden laptop. When we come back.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting another object has been shot down. A fourth flying object was brought down Sunday afternoon at 20,000 feet above Lake Huron. China's foreign ministry said it had no information on the last three flying objects shot down. Democrat Florida Representative Jared Moskowitz says he wants a little bit more than lip service from the White House.
I don't believe they can just kind of just continue to do this or try to you know, push this underneath the rug that, you know, we shot four things out of the sky over the last couple of days. Nothing to be concerned about.
China continues to bully nations of the world. The Philippines on Monday accused China Coast Guard of hitting a Philippine Coast Guard vessel with a military-grade laser and temporarily blinding some of its crew in the disputed South China Sea. Kansas City beat Philadelphia in Sunday's Super Bowl game 38-35. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind, Mel in Jamestown wanted to get in on our previous topic here. Bill, Mel, what's on your mind?
I just a comment on what happened in Jamestown. I'm a retired teacher, 40 years, colleges and high schools both. And I even taught at Shanley High School in the 80s. You probably know Paul Salvaggio. He and I are good friends. And we would have to supervise games, basketball games, whatever. And I'd done that for 4 years in schools from New Mexico all the way up to North Dakota. If any student, if I'd ever heard any student talk or call names of players on the other team, both Paul and I would have walked out in front of that group of students, pointed to them, and given them a finger to come down, and he would have been out of there. And that's an old conservative talk. That's because I am a conservative, and I don't put up with that. Now, who controls our schools today? The conservatives? Forget it. They don't learn math. They don't learn really anything anymore but a bunch of baloney, and there we are. And that's about all I wanted to say.
That's what I'm saying, Mel. We don't put up with any of that. That's not real. There's a jerk here and there everywhere, but, you know, overall, no.
Appreciate the call. You know, we've raised a society of victims. Yeah.
Great point, Scott. That is a lot of them.
Yeah, and so
that
it's
mentality.
Like, yeah, and then identity politics requires us to overreact to it. And here we go. By the way, I did find one piece of legislation that John Strand may be concerned about. It was a proposal sponsored by Larry Lewick, Republican from Fairmont, but. Listen, see if this sounds out of line to you, Kev. It says public school teachers cannot be required to use a student's pronoun if it doesn't align with their sex at birth. I mean, again, requiring what? A teacher to say, no, you will say he, she, you know, they, or what,
he,
whatever.
Him, yeah. her, she.
I mean, I like the idea of requiring a teacher. It also says the teacher would be allowed to use a transgender student's preferred pronoun, but only if the child's parents and a school administrator give their blessing. Otherwise, you got mayhem in the classroom.
I understand it, pronouns only apply if I'm talking to you about that person. In other words, if I said, he said that he doesn't want to go and it's actually a trans woman or, you know, but if I'm talking to them, to that person, why don't we just stick with their name and that's it?
Yeah,
it's all feelings and emotions and nonsense.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to me to be.
God forbid we'd tell parents, you know.
Worth the manifesto talking about how awful North Dakota is. Our next guest has written the book American Injustice: My Battle to Expose the Truth. John Paul MacIsaac is with us on What's on Your Mind. John, how are you? You have like the most famous computer shop in the history of mankind, I think, right?
Right.
Oh, I wish that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. So what's this been like for you?
Well, you know, at first it was terrifying, and then when I realized that this was so much bigger than just my quest for my personal safety and protection, and that this concerned the safety and security of the nation, it's amazing how quickly your personal fears kind of fall to the wayside, and you realize that this is a fight that's worth fighting for.
Do you remember the encounter with Hunter Biden and bringing in the laptop in April of 2019?
Oh yeah, well, way too clearly. I wrote a book about it. No, he came in. He came in with three liquid damage laptops. He may not remember this, but I remember it clearly. One of the laptops was a complete write-off. The other one, I felt bad for the guy, so I gave him a keyboard so he could facilitate his own backup. And then the third one is the one that I checked in that I had to manually recover the data. And then that process is when I realized that this was a disgusting laptop. And that's when my fear started.
And you were out to do what? I mean, you talk about in your book where this was simple for you, just trying to do the right thing, right? And it became quite the ordeal. But, you know, what? Each step, walk us through each step here. You got it. You're doing some work on it. He doesn't ever come back to get it. I mean, just walk me through what happened.
Sure. So he came in on the 12th. I performed the recovery on the 13th and the 14th. I called him up on the 15th. I know his phone was working because I left a message saying you have to pick up a drive and drop it back off. He dropped it off on the 16th. I transferred the data. He requested that I bill him through Square. I told him everything would be ready in the morning. I'd give him a call. I called him in the morning, sent the bill, no response. Called him again at the end of the week, no response. Multiple times over the course of the following month or two, no response. Finally, in the middle of July, when it became my property, and I realized that there was a lot of discussion in the news cycle about Hunter and Burisma and foreign deals, and I remember seeing a lot of that kind of data when I was doing the transfer, I did a deep dive, and it took me only a couple weeks to realize that there was some serious concerns on this laptop, and I needed to get this to the FBI. So in October, I gave a copy of the laptop to my father, who's a retired colonel in the Air Force, and I sent him off to the Albuquerque field office to try to alert them to the existence of the laptop, get them a copy of it, and above all, my father just wanted some level of protection for his son. Because he's out in Albuquerque, I'm out 10 miles from Joe's house, and he can't do anything. You know, he's never, 31 years in the military, he's never asked for anything of his country. And he asked the FBI agent to get his son help. And the FBI agent said, lawyer up, don't talk about this, and get out of our office. So we thought that was a dead end. About end of November, or beginning of November, an FBI agent reached out to my father, and then they eventually got a hold of me at my home. I once again tried to give them a copy or give them the laptop. And by this time, there was the impeachment hearings taking place. So I felt it was very important to get this laptop to the White House to have some level of defense, because the material I had seen on this laptop would have exonerated the president. And the FBI once again refused to take it. Finally, on December 9th, they showed up at my shop with a subpoena. I was overjoyed. They took everything. But they also told me that in their experience, nothing ever happens to people that don't talk about these things. So I was, I had my fingers crossed, but when the impeachment trial came and went and there was no sign of that laptop, I knew that the FBI cared more about protecting the Bidens than they ever cared about acting on that criminality. So I sent my father and my uncle, another retired colonel in the Air Force, to reach out to members of Congress. But during the height of the pandemic and the fear of Russia collusion, our cries for help fell on deaf ears. And we would later find out that there was an active measure to prevent members of Congress from being influenced by quote-unquote Russian disinformation right about that time. So we're kind of concerned that our efforts to reach out to Congress were actually being used against us to kind of act as a front for Russian disinformation. And then finally I gave up and I came out from the shadows. By this point in time in August of 2020, I was convinced that I could still keep my business and keep my life and nobody would know who I was. I kind of knew that nothing would happen unless I stood out, came out from the shadows, if you will. I reached out to a lawyer for the president of the United States because I figured this President Trump needed to have this evidence that was not available to him, and everybody deserves a fair trial. And that just so happened that lawyer is Rudy Giuliani. I made contact with his lawyer, and by August 28th, I gave him a copy of the laptop, and I thought that was the end of it. But unfortunately, on October 14th of 2020, my information got out with the New York Post story, and I started getting death threats, and about 3 weeks later, I had to close my shop and flee the state for about a year.
And the worst of that, of what you just described to me, is the FBI treatment of you. I mean, unbelievable that the FBI would not want this information, wouldn't want anything to do with it, and then telling you, you know, shut up about it, and you won't get hurt. Wow.
And I think over the past couple of weeks, or actual days with the congressional hearings, we've seen that once the FBI took possession of that laptop, they started the disinformation campaign to blame Russia for trying to meddle and affect an election that would ultimately accuse me of colluding with a foreign power to affect an election. So I'm glad that the things like the Twitter files have come out, and I'm really delighted that Congress is diving into this. This is a big story. I realized when I saw social media and mainstream media, all it was like a light switch, like somebody flipped a switch, and the internet shut down on October 14th, 2020. I knew instantly that this was a collusion, that this was an effort that was probably put in the makings months ahead of time to be prepared for what the New York Post did. And as we found out, that was actually the case.
What do you think is the most important factoid on this laptop that hasn't received the attention it should?
Well, I mean, personally, one of my biggest fears for my safety, and is still a heightened concern because of Hunter's renewed attacks on myself and my family. I witnessed an interaction that Hunter had with a bouncer at a club that he used to frequent. He went to the door. Another bouncer literally grabbed him by the throat and threw him out to the ground when he refused to pay to get in. And then for the next 15, 20 minutes, Hunter was demanding from his friend Frankie that he gets the name of the bouncer that threw him out so he could have him killed. And he was very adamant about this. Like, it went on and on. If you value our friendship, give me his name, you know, kind of thing. So to see how quickly and effortlessly the son of the president would want to have somebody killed for throwing him out of a bar kind of raises my threat level, if you will. I mean, imagine what he would want to do to me.
What do you most feel like needs to be said about your role in all this? Where have they distorted your story the most?
Well, I think the media wants to, or the mainstream media wants to portray me as a political operative, that this is Hunter Biden never came into my shop, that all this is a political effort by Republican powers to infiltrate, steal a laptop, insert it with fake data, and then pass it off as Hunter Biden. And when people read the book and they realize that I did everything I possibly could to get this to the authorities over a year, trying to get this information to the proper authorities, and that giving it to a lawyer for the president of the United States was literally my last ditch effort. And I never wanted this to be an October surprise. And I think when people read the book and they see that there was this large period of time that this was never an effort to just get it to Giuliani, basically. There was a lot more going on. Before this, I wasn't a political person. It wasn't the things in life that gravitate me towards other people. But now I feel kind of galvanized from this experience. And, you know, the left is the one that told me to kill myself and sent me death threats. The right welcomed me with open arms. So, you know, it's for people to accuse me of being a Trumpster and a right-wing nut job and colluding with right-wing entities to destroy the Biden family, they're wrong.
Yeah, they are. Read the book, folks. It's really, really good. American Justice, My Battle to Expose the Truth. John Paul Mac Isaac, thank you. Glad to have
chilly
you.
Chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. This can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Call the authorities here. Dial 911 or what? Put somebody in a cage?
I don't know. Hit song, that's all I know.
A hit song about being stuck in a cage. How about that? I think that means I'm out of the loop, Kev.
Yeah, you are.
Not so hip.
Yeah, I'd be the Killers, Mr. Brightside. Good 90s rock tune.
A song called The Bright Side starts
with Mr. People, Brightside, actually.
People being locked in a cage.
You never know.
That's interesting.
It's artist interpretation.
Yeah.
Let it flow over you. Take it all in.
Yeah, exactly right. 10 before the top of the hour, it is our final segment on what's on your mind for this Monday. And a story I didn't get to here yet today, and I've got a bunch of texts to get to as well. Have you followed this story about East Palestine, Ohio, having this chemical disaster? What I don't get out of it is, you know, you remember, obviously, if there was a train derailment and oil was involved, it was a 24/7 freak out by the media. Oil's bad. See what's happening here. You can't transfer oil. Da 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 da. Well, this is a highly flammable carcinogenic gas. Am I saying that right? Carcinogenic. That's what we used to call cigarettes, didn't we?
Yeah, carcinogens. Yeah, the nasty carcinogenic.
Well, this is some highly flammable gas. And it started a number of days ago here, early last week. You had a train of about 100 cars that derailed there in Ohio, near the state's border with Pennsylvania. About 5,000 residents nearby. The accident launched 50 of those 100 freight cars from the tracks, 20 of the freight cars on the train carrying hazardous materials, 10 of which were detailed. Well, the accident had no fatalities. Of those 10 cars, 5 had this highly pressured vinyl chloride, they call it. So, but it's not getting much attention. I don't know if the balloons are taking all the attention or the rescue in Turkey or what. But this small town in Ohio finds itself engulfed in what looks like the apocalypse. I mean, it's just like, you can't believe these clouds that are coming from this burn.
Mm.
So I don't, you know, they're blaming it, some of the reporting, they're blaming it on the, this is always weird to me. I mean, if there is a derailment of a train with a pressurized vinyl chloride sending up this horrific plume, can we not report on that and also report on the balloons? Why do we have this, it didn't get any attention because of the balloons. Well, we report on more than one thing, don't we?
Yeah, right.
We report on the border nonstop, which we should. At the same time, we're reporting on the earthquake and what happened there, or the Super Bowl, or whatever. I don't know. It just seems a little weird. And you should see this. It's a volatile scenario around the crash site there. The Ohio Emergency Management Agency executed their plan to vent the toxic gas with a controlled burn. They did that to evade an uncontrolled explosion, which, of course, would be catastrophic. Within the last 2 hours, a drastic temperature change has taken place in a rail car, and there's now the potential of a catastrophic tanker failure, which could cause an explosion with the potential of deadly shrapnel traveling up to a mile. Holy buckets.
Wow.
A shrapnel going a mile in this thing.
Yeah.
Again, I ask, why isn't this news? That operation sent large plumes of smoke containing vinyl chloride, hydrogen chloride, and other gases into the air as the flames from the controlled burn raged on for days. I'm not sure why this isn't a story, why we don't know about it. And again, this isn't like last night it happened and we haven't got any coverage on it. This has gone for days, early last week. So we're a week into this thing now. Wild. All right, need to tell you about my friends at PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today before we go, because we're nearing the lunch hour. And if you're traveling I-94, I'd cruise into exit 292 for meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham, country fried steak at the PetroServe in Harwood, Chicken Fettuccine or Beef Tips and Gravy, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Macaroni Beef at MP Avenue. And Salisbury Steak, both of the Glendon PetroServe USA, right along Highway 10. You familiar,
Kev, with the... Very much, you bet.
Highway 10.
Did the 4 for 4 last week again.
And also they have Salisbury Steak at 45th. Today also, any fresh baked muffin is 99 cents at PetroServe USA. So you got some home cooking and some grab-and-go convenience today. That's great. My text machine glitched out on me here, so I can't sneak in any of those, but we appreciate those texters, callers, most importantly, the listeners of What's on Your Mind. Thank you very much. Kev, we'll see you tomorrow.
You bet.
We'll have some more fun. We'll see if maybe we can get this story in Ohio to show up on one national newscast for crying out loud. God bless. Bye-bye.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Red Bull. 3 60-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher meat sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's chocolate bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. Or t-shirts, $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.